Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 235 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave. I'm here for an hour or so, just back from the travels from Graspop. A bit more about that later on, probably over the next week or so until I totally digest what happened there. But to kick things off, here was a band that played Dublin the other week and I forgot all about it until too late in the day. So this is Dark Angel with Death is Certain, Life is Not from the Darkness Descends album. Following up Dark Angel, that was Sadus with The Wake from the classic Swallowed in Black album, from both from California and around that direction. California, San Francisco, yeah, it's all the same place, eh? Good thrash, very intense, well worth picking up if you don't have. If you don't have Darkness Descends, like, there's no hope for you, really. So on to some UK new wave of British heavy metal. I just finished rereading the Neat story, absolute shambles of a label, just everything was a wing and a prayer, but you know yourself, some great things came out of that. Venom, Jaguar, Bitches Sin, Satan, etc, etc. But here's one that's not actually, weren't actually on Neat Records. This is Savage with Let It Loose.
Together, make a breakthrough. So come on!
Savage were actually on either Ebony Records or Heavy Metal Records, can't remember which two. And Metallica had done a cover of that on a very early demo, if I remember rightly. And straight after Savage was Jaguar with Dutch Connection, which comes from the Power Games album, which definitely was on Neat Records. A terrible album cover, but such a great record. Really intense, really, really heavy for its time. So keeping on that sort of 80s theme, next up is Canadian Maniacs' Exciter with a track from their Violence and Force album. This one's called Pounding Metal. We'll be right back. And keeping it all things Canadian, that was Voivod, of course, with Into My Hypercube from the Nothing Face album. I see they've done a gigs with an orchestra there recently. I'd be interested to hear how that turned out. And if anybody remembers, during COVID, they'd done a couple of gigs online, and they were really, really good. But I thought they would have turned up again on some a release at least, but they were excellent stuff. And if you haven't seen them, try and track them down. And as you might imagine, we've kind of done a wee bit of a sort of country thing here at the minute, keeping it by country, nation, etc. So it must be time to weigh in with the Germans. So first up is the classic Scorpions with from their Virgin Killer album, the one with the dodgy album cover, which was then switched for all the right reasons. And this is Pictured Life.
Yeah!
Fallen Scorpions there. That was Accept with Breaker from the Breaker album. And Udo, of course, is supporting Saxon in October, I think it is, in the Ulster Hall. And he's playing the Hall of Balls of the Wall. But a couple of years ago, he says, I'm never playing any more Accept songs. That's all he seems to pay. I haven't heard him doing any Udo stuff. Or Dirk Schneider. Done a terrible covers album a couple of years ago. Well worth checking out just for the giggle. So let's take her down a notch into the gutter with Obituary from their debut album Slowly Rot, which is pulled out the other weekend there. And believe it or not, it's been nearly 2 weeks since I spun a record, and I must get that rectified tonight maybe. And this is Suffocation from A Slowly We Rot. And following obituary, that was Hallows Eve with Plunging Doom Megadeth from the Tales of Terror album. They're both American, of course, but Hallows Eve are from Georgia. And I went poking about to see if there was many other bands from Georgia, and there really isn't. It was really kind of half a dozen bands, and out of that half a dozen, I think I only had heard of two of them. So there you go. Useless information. And that was they were on the Speed Kills 1, and that their album covers were always terrible, no exceptions. So let's go and kick a bit of rock and roll into our lives. The Four Horsemen, wonderful band, one album, one of Def Jam, big load of junkies, and just a real, lived a rock and roll lifestyle. Quite a few of them are dead, actually. And this is a track called Can't Stop Rockin', and it's from the Nobody Said It Was Easy album.
Yeah. like a monkey's. He went and set him loose, but the fucking and fighting made him madder each day. He sent down a super chimp, and this is what he say: one way down, I ain't hanging around for long. Write down what I say and don't get it wrong. One way down, now that you've been warned, so please nail me up, send me back.
And Nashville Pussy keeping the rock and roll going there with One Way Down from the Get Some album. They played Belfast recently, by all accounts, good gig. Seen them a couple of times over the years, and it's just non-stop, just kick-ass rock and roll. Lemmy had a lot of time for them, and I think there was some handling with the bass player. Her boyfriend at the time thought Lemmy was playing the horizontal Olympics with her, but he wasn't. Turns out there was a whole lot of letters exchanged and stuff, and she kept them, and she didn't expose a lot of it, but there seemed to be quite heartfelt and apologising to her boyfriend and stuff for Lemmy thinking that she was going with him. So next up, bands are seen at Grass Pop that I didn't expect to go and see. The Dead Daisies are playing here next month, and I would recommend them highly. John Corabi, ex-Motley Crue, and Doug Aldrich from Whitesnake, Dio, and any other amount of bands. And this is a track from their Make Some Noise album. It's called Song and a Prayer.
All right!
A dream and a heart of gold.
And the old fellas chasing them there was Crocus with Easy Rocker from the Hardware album. They were great. Sort of Sunday afternoon kind of deal, you know, just to sort of ease you back into the beer and get ready for the heavy hitters like Sabotage and Judas Priest, Triptychon, etc. But I'll tell you a bit more about next week, because I've just been back from that, and I've had Iron Maiden in Dublin during the week, and I'm going from somewhere Iron Maiden this weekend in King Diamond, so I'll have a whole load of stories for next weekend, tales of debauchery and all sorts of madness. But anyway, to finish off, this is Triptychon with Rex Irie, which is an old Celtic Frost song from Into Pandemonium. And in 2019, Triptychon played the Roadburn Festival, a one-off gig with a full orchestra, and done a couple of tracks from Into the Pandemonium, and then this other piece that Tom G. Warrior had written at the time, but he never got to sort of expose to the public, and he done it this one off, and it was absolutely brilliant. And if you look open the poster, you can see me in it if you look carefully. But anyway, this is Rex Irie from the Requiem live at Roadburn. So until next week, look after yourselves, and I hope you've all got to see Iron Maiden, or get to see them over the next week or so. Till next time, look after yourselves.